Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I've been a little bit out of sorts right at the moment because we are trying to reach out to our guests, and we're having a little trouble getting a hold of them. So we're going to move on, and if we get our guest, we will bring her on pronto. But there's a lot of things going on, and actually the guest I'm going to have, if we don't get her today, we will get her in the very near future. Is Abby Johnson, and Abby Johnson is worked in the abortion industry, and she defected. And the story is about her life, then and now. And they have made a movie about her life, and it's called Unplanned. And you can just probably search that out on the World Wide Web. And see the trailer of it. I watched it several times this morning. It is quite moving and quite telling. And I think after what we have witnessed here in the last few weeks, in the regards of how far they are willing to go to take the life of children, it is awakening most Americans who even at one time thought, well, in the first trimester, it's no big deal. But it's a life from the moment of conception until birth. So no matter at what time in the pregnancy you take the life, you are taking a life. You're not removing tissue. And Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, is about making money. So anyway, if we aren't able to get her now for some strange reason, we will have her on soon. I have mentioned to you several times that we don't seem to know who we are these days. And I mentioned to you not too long ago that if I was a feminist, I try to be feminine, but I'm not a feminist where, not in today's world anyway, the feminists that are angry and they don't really want equality, they just want to get even or something. But if I was a feminist, I would be upset over this transgender situation. Women worked for years to get their own sports, to have their place in sports. And now, those transgender men who want to pretend that they are females, I don't care, I don't mean to be offensive to anyone, but I'm just telling it like it is. You can put a dress on, you can have surgery, you can do whatever you want, your DNA is still going to say you're male. Well, this is an activist, she's a lesbian, and she was on TV last night. And she's in trouble because she accepts the biological evidence of two sexes, male and female. That doesn't make her less of a lesbian, but she has accepted that. And she has been speaking out against a criminal who has said that he is a transgender, but he is guilty of rape of women. And so this lesbian activist has spoken out against him, and her biggest crime, she was shot down because she called him a he instead of a she. You know, sometimes we just wonder, who are we as a people? Just who are we as a people? Well, anyway, he's in prison now, but they put him in a woman's prison. He's there for rape, and they put him in a woman's prison. So, like, once again, I say, this nation is inside, outside, upside down. We've forgotten who we are. We've forgotten whose we are, and we are a mess. Well, today's challenge is to be the storm. Be an enemy of the most powerful organization on the planet, Planned Parenthood. Everything they've told us is a lie. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is not a contraceptive. Abortion is a risky procedure that ends the life of an unborn human being, leaving emotional scars on the mother and others that are involved. The abortion industry is just that. It's an industry. It's about dollars. And it's made its way through this nation by lying to women, not caring for women. By lying to those who truly want to make a difference, who believe in women's rights. The abortion industry preys on those who are in what seems to be a desperate situation, pregnant, perhaps young and unwed, with no feasible way of caring for a baby. Perhaps not so young, but embarrassed. Perhaps they've had an affair. Perhaps this. Perhaps a rape victim. Perhaps it's just not convenient. Whatever the case, they are lied to and taken advantage of by the industry. Many have fallen into the snare of today's program. And today's program is about such a scenario. We are here. We aren't here to be judges, but to lift one another up, to make people aware of the lies that are literally tearing this nation apart and ruining lives, the lives of the patients and those who have worked in the industry and found their way out, found their way home. We the people, we should be leading by love, not by lies. And when we allow love to lead, wow, we will make a difference in the lives of those around us. We've interviewed Planned Parenthood defectors before. They have told the truth about these clinics. They don't provide health care. They don't provide mammograms. They do not offer choices. There is only one choice, and that's abortion. It's an abortion industry. Abby Johnson worked for Planned Parenthood for 8 years, working her way up through the ranks to become the clinic's director, a clinic in Bryan, Texas. She was Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year back in 2008, but she walked away from her job after witnessing the abortion of a 13-week-old fetus during an ultrasound-guided abortion. She left Planned Parenthood and instantly became a national news headline for her defection, which led to a pro-life speaking career in 2012. She founded, and then there were none, the only ministry in the nation that helps abortion workers leave their jobs and find ones outside the industry. To date, she has helped nearly 500 abortion workers quit. Her best-selling book, Unplanned, is being made into a feature film, which will be released March 29th, under the same name, Unplanned. So today we finally got her on the phone. We had a little phone issue there, and we have Abby Johnson with us. Abby, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my honor, actually. You are a brave woman.
Well, brave, I don't know.
Well, sis, you could have just hidden. You could have just said, I'm done with this, and I'm not going to live this anymore, which you have done. But you've been vocal, and you've helped save other people. You're a brave person, and you're reaching out, like I said, you're reaching out in love. And I appreciate that, and I think you deserve a voice to be heard, and I think America needs to know.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to do what I do.
Okay. We're heading into the break. You can hear the music. We're heading into a break. You stick with us. We want to talk about your movie. We want to talk about your life a little bit. Tell us just what brought you here. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Abby Johnson today, and she is standing up for life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Don't give us a call just yet. We're going to wait and let Abby tell her story. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm speaking with Abby Johnson. She was working in the abortion industry for Planned Parenthood and standing up for what she thought was women's rights. And she has defected. She's come to the other side. She has seen a different light. And I want you to tell your story, Abby, because it's a very moving story. I watched the trailer to your movie twice this morning, and it brought tears to my eyes both times. And so I'd like you to tell your story to the listeners.
Sure. I got involved with Planned Parenthood as a college kid. I didn't know much about Planned Parenthood. I grew up in a pro-life home, but, you know, we just really didn't sit around and talk about abortion, what abortion was or anything like that. So I was pretty naive to the ins and outs of abortion and even the abortion debate. Went to college, found out about Planned Parenthood, met a woman who worked there, and she told me that they were looking for people to come and volunteer at the clinic. Mm-hmm. Said that they were there to help women, that they were there to particularly help low-income women, that they did perform abortion, but that it was, you know, abortion was just sort of an unfortunate circumstance. Unplanned pregnancies were just an unfortunate circumstance, and abortion was just something they provided them so that they could be safe and they didn't have to go to back alley clinics. And, you know, all of that sounded good to me. As someone who was really ignorant about abortion and each side of the movement, I sort of fell for it hook, line, and sinker, and worked there for 8 years and then didn't end up leaving until I was actually asked to assist with an ultrasound-guided abortion procedure where I saw a 13-week-old baby fight and struggle for his life against the abortion instrument. And I knew then that there was humanity in the womb and that there was life in the womb and that I was on the wrong side of this debate. And so I ended up leaving and really started speaking out about the abortion industry, sharing my experiences, and hopefully also, you know, bringing some healing to those who have been affected by abortion in some way.
And I think that's so important that we do that, that we bring healing to those who have been involved or had abortions, that they bought into the lies, they made mistakes, and we all do that. Maybe not in that particular realm, but we all make mistakes that affect lives around us. And, you know, I think forgiveness and understanding and healing is so, so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, because really, it could be any of us.
You're right.
You know, we've all had moments in our lives where we've made bad decisions. You know, we're all sinners. So,
absolutely. Well, and you mentioned ignorance. You mentioned being uninformed or ill-informed, or basically we've been lied to as women. And
right.
You know, there's an organization called Vitae Foundation, and I don't know if you've heard of them, but I'm going to give your name to some of them, and because I think you would make a great speaker for them. Kathy Ireland spoke for them at one time, and she told her story. She didn't have an abortion or anything like that, but she believed in the choice of it until
right.
she started researching it on her own. Somebody called her out, and she says, well, I'm just going to prove them wrong, and the opposite happened. And so now she's a voice for life. And so we all fall into that situation where we buy stories or buy the lies that have been told to us because it seems like a good thing. Yeah, we want women's rights. We want to stand up for that, for choice. You know, women should have choices.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so we all fall for that. And but I just think you're so brave speaking up and helping others. Are you able to speak to college girls that were probably in the same situation you were at that time?
I do. I speak quite a bit to colleges, even high schools. I feel like, you know, high school kids really need to hear this message because they're going into these universities that are trying to indoctrinate them into liberal thought. And so we need to get to our young people very early in life so that they know that abortion is not acceptable and so that they are properly equipped to stand strong on their convictions.
You know, I know someone that was pregnant in high school, got pregnant, and she did not want to have an abortion, but at that time her parents forced her to have an abortion, and she has struggled with the healing process of that all her life. She is married and has children now, but she struggled with that as well, and there's so many scenarios of this. There's so many stories, and I'm just thrilled about you. I've not heard about you before. I read about you in the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. Someone wrote a little bit about the organization that you founded, and I was very excited to have you on, and I appreciate all that you do so very much. Unplanned, it's coming out in the theaters in March. Will we be able to get a list of theaters for that?
Yes. Theaters will be posted soon. It is a wide release, so you're not going to have to drive 5 hours to go see it. It's going to be in most theaters throughout the nation. And that will be released soon. And for more information, people can go to unplannedfilm.com.
Unplannedfilm.com. And that's also a book. You've written a book. And so this is, the film is coming from your book.
Yeah.
Am I correct on that?
Okay. Yeah.
And, your website, your organization, let me think of what I know I typed it out. None. And then there were none.
Yes.
and that's a .org, right? And then there were none. For anyone who's listening that has worked in this industry and escaped and needs healing and help and somebody to buddy up with you, that's a good place to go, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. We are here to help people who have struggled, who have worked in the abortion industry, and who want to take that step and leave, or maybe you worked there many, many years ago, and you just really never sought healing. You just didn't know where to go. Well, we are that place that you can go and where you can find healing.
That's awesome, Abby. Thank you so very much. And then there were none.org. And then there were none.org. Unplannedfilm.com. That's unplannedfilm.com. And, Abby, thank you so much. I know you have to get to traveling on, so we appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Keep in touch. When it gets a little closer to the time for your film, let's promote it again, okay?
That would be great.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio, visiting with Abby Johnson. Abby Johnson is a victim of Planned Parenthood. I don't know any other way to put it. These young girls are told lies, and sometimes they buy into these lies because they want to stand up for women's rights. Well, it is a lie, as we know. And America has woke. Have we woke? When we've seen just how far they will go to extract the life from the womb. Even after it's born, put it to the side, make it comfortable, while we decide whether to execute this child or not. I'm the mother of five, and I know what it is to hold that life. I know what it is to feel it kicking inside, and I know what a struggle they were to raise. But you know what? They are a gift. Life is a gift, and we all need to realize that. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to see it that way, and I don't know how else to say that. It's just sometimes we have trouble seeing the blessings in our lives. But they are truly blessings, and life is a gift. And we stand here on CSE Talk Radio for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Happiness. Pursue the happiness. Stand up for life. Those who love life love liberty. Those who love liberty, those love life. And those who don't care a whole lot about liberty, they're all about abortion. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're going to move the conversation a bit to what's going on today in the world. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken from public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Now, we visited with Abby Johnson in the first half of the show, and I want to emphasize on that. And then there were none.org. And then there were none.org. It is an organization to help those who have been hurt by the abortion industry, particularly those who have worked for Planned Parenthood or the abortion industry. And her new film that's after her book that she wrote, Unplanned. Just go to unplannedfilm.com. That's unplannedfilm.com. It's about her life and how she turned her life around when she realized life was life and is so very, very precious. I liked her terminology. She realized it was humanity in the womb. We appreciate Abby. I want to move on to some other topics right now. And one of them, well, this one actually came out yesterday. If you remember the Mexican drug lord El Chapo, they found him guilty. But when we talk about this drug war that we have here in the United States, we've had this war on drugs for how long? Now we have more drugs than we've ever had. It seems to be working really well, doesn't it? The first paragraph in this article, which is from Newsmax, and it was written by Brendan Pearson. The world's most famous cartel boss, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who rose from poverty in rural Mexico to run a global drug empire. and amassed millions of dollars, was found guilty in a U.S. court on Tuesday of operating a criminal enterprise. Now, he was found guilty in New York. Now, Governor Cuomo came out earlier this week saying that we shouldn't be posting the pictures of the criminals because that's, you know, invasion of their privacy. So, this drug lord has a global drug empire. Keyword there, global. Now, I am just one little talk show host sitting in the middle of a nation. I have my clever sidekick who comes in here. He started the videos that we do and kind of trying to take some of the techie work off of my shoulders. He volunteers and comes in here, and I appreciate it so, so very much. But basically, that's all we have here. So we don't have all these investigators. We don't have a bunch of reporters or anything like that, or any lawyers or anything like that. Just a little old common sense, trying to connect dots and trying to figure out just what exactly is going on. It is a global drug empire, and just because they got the big boy doesn't mean that empire isn't continuing on. Think about that for just a minute. Now I want you to go back and think about why is it Congress, Republicans and representatives, do not want to build a wall. They do not want to stop the inflow, and they want to, in fact, they want more inflow of illegal aliens. Knowing that the drugs are coming across, knowing that there's raping going on, knowing that there's human trafficking going on, it doesn't matter because there's just a couple people that are poor and want to come in here. Well, I know there's more than a couple. You call that prevaricating, exaggerating. I want to talk about that here in just a little bit. If you're going to deduct why doesn't Congress, why don't they want to secure the border like the president said, like you elected the president to do? Could it be maybe just a little bit? Could it be that they're profiting from some of this stuff? Could it be that the real drug lords are in D.C.? Is it the drug capital? D.C. Just being funny, I'm making stuff up. But I'm just telling you that this war on drugs has gone on for decades in this nation. Who started the war on drugs? That wasn't Lyndon B. Johnson. He started the war on poverty, and that got better, too. So, just stop and think about it. And we're in the process, just the two of us, it's going to take us a little while, of looking up the monies for these people and where those monies come from. Now, we're not going to find that they got any money from El Chapo. We're not going to find that. But we're going to find where their allegiance really lies. And it's not to we the people. So, in principle, they had their agreement. We talked about that yesterday, in principle. So President Donald Trump said yesterday, he has yet to decide whether to support an agreement reached by congressional negotiators to avert another partial government shutdown. It includes no funds, basically, for his promised U.S.-Mexican border wall. Now, there are those who hate President Donald Trump, and they keep going on and on and on and on about, he said Mexico's going to pay for it. He said, well, he didn't say they were going to write a check. He's redoing these trade deals, and that should pay for it. But there's other things that should pay for it. If they put this wall up and stop putting all this money into illegal aliens, we'd pay for that wall. Now, that'd be us. That wouldn't be Mexico. The Mexico would be paying for it as far as they're going to pay for it, as far as they're not going to reap the benefits of free money from the United States anymore. So stop and think about it. Don't just fly off the handle because you hate the man. Stop and think about it. He said he has to study this plan. He says, I'm not happy with it. Now, It doesn't give him what he wants. It doesn't give him what he needs. But there are other ways for him to get this money, even within this bill. Now, this bill isn't just about the wall. This is an omnibus bill. This is another budget bill, you know, that they're really supposed to be working on all year long. But they come down to the end of the year, every single year, and we have to go, oh my gosh, we have to pass a budget as well. It's due Friday. Are they going to shut the government down? Every single year that I've been on talk show, it's been the same way, whether it was President Barack Obama or whether it was President Trump. They put on this show for you, but they don't work for you. Have you figured that out yet? Maybe Congress is the cartel. The cartel of just about anything except liberty. They're sure not the cartel for life. The majority of them are all about funding Planned Parenthood. Yes, even the Republicans. Because they had the opportunity to cut the funds, but they didn't do it. Oh, President Barack Obama, he would have vetoed it. So what? It had been on his back. The American people would have at least seen that you did something. So here we have this new deal, a new border deal in Congress, which is not about just the border. We're making a big deal out of the border, but it's not just the border. It's an omnibus bill. It's supposed to be balancing the budget, which we haven't had a balanced budget for I don't know how long. So what has happened here is that the Congress, particularly the Republicans, have proved once again to the American people they cannot stand up for what is right. They cannot stand up for we the people. They will not stand with the president. They will not do their jobs. And their job is to secure this nation. And they won't do it. They won't do it financially, and they won't do it on the borders. Have you figured it out yet? The Congress cartel. I kind of like that. Kind of rings. Has a little ring to it. Because they're not profiting for you. They're profiting for them. They're not working for you. They pretend to work. But truly, they're putting the POTUS between a rock and a hard place. That's what they're trying to do. If he shuts the government down again Friday, he's the bad guy, really. Because it seems to me he has given them every single opportunity to do their job. And they failed. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. Mueller Report. Do you want to see it or not? And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, Buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSETalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSETalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was going to move on with my topic here, but I've got somebody who wants to pat me on the back, and I'm never going to turn that down. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm glad the weather cleared up.
It's going to be nice today. It's pretty cold this morning, but I think it's supposed to get up to 50, and that'd be all right.
Oh, yeah, and 60 tomorrow, so it'd be great. But I just want to congratulate you on hitting the top three satanic practices today.
Yes.
You know, men acting like women, and, of course, the number one is child murder.
Yeah.
You know, the whole abortion thing, that's our number one satanic practice, child murder. Mm-hmm. And then you hit the sorcery, you know, which is the drugs.
Right.
And, you know, when you put the illegal and the legal drugs together in this country, over 75% of the U.S. population is on drugs.
Oh, yeah, one way or the other.
Yeah, one way or the other, either illegal or illegal.
Yeah, and Congress pushes all of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call them the cartel. The cartel of D.C., the D.C.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The number one drug pusher in the world is not, you know, the southern drug cartels. It's the CIA, you know. So, and they have been ever since they took over from the British with the opium trade out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a war on drugs. It's a war on the competition. And until we put those people down in the CIA that are pushing all that, it's never going to end.
Well, you know, Congress gets a lot of money from the pharmaceutical businesses.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's a reason
for that. Multi-billion-dollar industry. That's
oh,
why they don't
absolutely.
Want cures for cancer or anything else. They just want to keep you sick and keep you on
Well, there's no money in cures.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's
You're
nothing out there
right.
that can't be cured simply by following the laws of God.
And so that's what we're here for. We're trying to wake people up and bring them to the knowledge of it, you know, because it is a big lie. We've been lied to for, you know, my mother, and I love her. She's passed on now, but she was a registered nurse. She believed in medicine. She believed in different kinds of medicine, but she believed that they cure something with a pill, and maybe sometimes they can, but, you know, she believed in medicine. And so when something went wrong, she wanted to run to the doctor. I'm kind of the opposite way. I don't want to go to him.
Right.
So, you know, there's good and there's bad, and then there's completely ugly. And that's what we're looking at today, I do believe. Appreciate it, Neil. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. going back to some lies, speaking of lies, if you talk about our government, you got lies. You know, one thing I want to talk about real quick before I get to this. I'm really, really upset. And I watch him every night, and I buy what he's saying most of the time, not all the time. But Trump gave a rally the other night. And Beto O'Rourke, who's also running for president in 2020, he had a rally. He said, let's have a rally off, you know. Let's see who could bring the most people in. You know, a little challenge going on. So when President Trump gives his speech, and, you know, it's a speech. He's speaking to the crowd. He's not intentionally lying. He's what they call exaggerating, prevaricating, making up something. And so he's telling the story about Beto wanted to have a challenge here. He said, we've got thousands of people. He's patting them all on the back. We got thousands of people here. And he has 200. Now, he didn't know how many people he had yet because he was still in his rally and he was still in his rally. He said that. And then later in the speech, I had to laugh again. He said, oh, maybe he's got 15. He was speaking to the crowd. He was trying to get them into the speech. That's what that was all about. It wasn't that Trump stood up and told a lie about the numbers, although it was not true numbers. It wasn't what I would call a lie about the numbers. It was a jab. However, the Fox News organizations that have come out and said that Beto only had a couple of hundred there, they are telling a lie. Because by that time, they know that he had thousands of people at his as well. Now, I've been trying to find where I can get the exact numbers, and it is almost hysterical when you start looking, because anyone who hates Donald Trump, they say, Donald Trump's lying about the numbers. I wish they'd get over themselves. So, I wish they wouldn't do that, because then they give, you know, they're constantly going off on fake news. I'm talking about Sean, if you're listening to me, I love you, but Sean Hannity, he's one of them that said, you know, Beto only had a couple of hundred there, and that's not true. He had several thousand. Trump did beat him by a couple thousand, but he had several thousand there as well. So let's be honest about it. Speaking of honesty, the American people have paid millions and millions of dollars into the Russian collusion investigation with Robert Mueller. And Robert Mueller has said numerous times, well, you know, I don't know if it's him that said it. But it comes out and says Mueller's report might be out by September. That was last year, before the election or after the election. He was going to bring it out. Well, that's convenient. It's coming out after the election, and then it was going to happen another time, and then another time, and now they're saying maybe not at all. He's not even going to bother to put a report out. I think the American people who have put the dollars into this deserve to have the report in detail. I want names, I want addresses, I want phone numbers. Okay, that may be going too far. But if the report is negative or positive, the American people need to know. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee is finished with their investigation. It only took them 2 years. And they find nothing. There is no evidence of collusion. Now, you listen to the mainstream media, they go, there's no evidence. That doesn't mean he isn't guilty. That is what it means in the United States of America. In fact, he was not guilty prior to that. You were accusing him, but he was not guilty until he is proven guilty, which he has not been proven guilty. They just don't get it. And, of course, there's a lot of them in the Democrat Party that are saying this, and I'm thinking, you know, that's what happens when you've got lawyers running this place. But I think after the millions and millions of dollars the American people have put up, and the frustration and the belly aching and the cursing and all that we've put up with over this president, we deserve a full report. Now, hopefully Barr will see to it we get a full report, but he said he couldn't promise that, and I'm sure that's because there might be some names on there that are going to be incriminated. Well, let's start arresting them. Let's start arresting the people who set out to frame the President of the United States. I started this show today challenging you to be the storm. Be the storm for the unborn. Be the storm against the lies that are being perpetrated at the American people day in and day out. If Fox News is who you rely on and you catch them lying, you need to tell them. Call them out on it. Prove to me there was only 200 or 300 people there. I will have to say this, though. I did watch some of his speech, and he was behind a fence. He had a wall. He had protection between him and his crowd. Wonder why. You know, that's one thing I admire about President Donald Trump, and it also worries me about President Donald Trump, is because he is so open, hands-on with the people. Now, I know you can't just run up and shake his hand, but he'll run down and shake yours. I think he just puts his Secret Service people like, oh, what are we going to do with this man? That's what America should be, open and honest, sitting at the table, figuring it all out, and bringing America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.